What do humans need to flourish? Food and shelter are obviously at the top. And research suggests that nothing else promotes human flourishing after those more than a sense of belonging. We need food, shelter, and we need somewhere to belong. We need some people to belong to. We live in a culture that is full of artificial belonging. Companies have loyalty programs. There are frequent visitor cards for coffee shops. Social media groups attempt to gather people of like-minded opinions. And they're all attempts to help people feel like they belong somewhere. Because the value of belonging is so important to human flourishing. Of course, many global companies in our age have attempted to move away from just selling you a product, and now they sell you a sense of belonging to their world and to their vision. You don't have to look very far for this. Apple used to be a computer company, and then a phone company and a watch company. Apple don't really sell phones anymore. They sell belonging to a creative community. They've created this whole image about what it's like for someone to own Apple products. A man called Douglas Atkin wrote a book which was called The Culting of Brands. And it's a book where he unpacks how companies in today's age create a sense of belonging for their customers, how they help their customers feel they belong to the company. And to do that, he studied cults. He looked at how cults work, how they invite people into their system of belief. And he worked out how to take that belief and put it into the world of companies. Quite fascinating, really. Here are a couple of things that are said in the book. The elements common to brand definitions, what you create a brand to be like, and cult definitions are ideas of community and belonging, ideology, devotion, and advocacy. In other words, he's saying, what defines a great brand that commits people to it is actually the same thing that defines a great cult, if there is such a thing. And then he says, the goal of marketing is to fill the empty spaces where non-commercial institutions like schools and churches might once have done the job. They're an invitation to a longed-for lifestyle. In other words, what he's trying to say here is that companies and brands have replaced schools and churches to create a sense of belonging for people. A desire to belong is a core part of what it means to be human. But we want somewhere to belong to, all of us. We want some people that we might feel an affiliation with, a belonging to those people. But of course, a brand, a company, is never really interested in helping you belong. That's a means to an end for them. They help you belong to their company and their systems because it helps their profit margins. That's all it is. And so it really is only an artificial belonging. It lacks that deep sense of belonging that we truly do need as human beings. So what if you could truly belong somewhere? What if you could go well beyond that artificial belonging that exists across our world? What if there was a place and there was a people where you could have that depth of connection, that sense of belonging? Well, that is the question we're asking ourselves today in our What If series. What if I could truly belong? Well, what does it mean to belong is a good question to start with. I think there are two parts to belonging. There is an emotional connection and there is a practical, physical connection. The emotional connection is when you feel like you belong somewhere. It's that feeling that you have. That's very subjective because it is a feeling. You might feel that you belong to a sports team, because, well, they're your team. That's the team you support. Someone else might not feel like they belong to a sports team until they are signed up members, they attend every home game, half the away games, and they wear all of the gear. And only then will they feel like they belong to their team. Some people feel like they belong to a church because, well, that's the church I go to at Christmas. And some people won't feel like they belong to a church until they're in four different Bible study groups, eight different ministries, and they know every single person's name, age, phone number, and their mother's maiden names. Watch out for those people. Whether you feel that you belong somewhere is actually really subjective. What makes you feel like you belong can be very different from what makes someone else feel like they belong. But there is a second part of belonging, and that's the practical sense, where you physically belong somewhere. If the emotional is very subjective and different for each of us, the practical connection is very objective. It ought to be a lot clearer. You might feel like you belong to a gym because you went there once. You're like, hey, that's my gym. But practically, you only belong to the gym if you've got a gym membership. That's it. You either do have one or you don't have one. In their minds, that's how you belong. Of course, you could have a gym membership and never actually go to the gym, in which case you do practically belong, but you probably won't feel like you belong. The truth is, we need both in order to belong. We need both an emotional connection and a physical, practical connection to truly belong anywhere. What does the Bible say about belonging? Well, the Bible has quite a lot to say on the topic of belonging, much more than we have time to explore together this morning. So I want to focus our attention on what it particularly means to belong to a local church. Church was always God's idea. He created this idea of church. It's not a human invention. And God created church to be this physical, local expression for those who belong to him. The church in the city of Corinth that was just, we had the passage read for us just before. The church in the city of Corinth, it's an excellent example of a church failing to be a place for people to belong. Of a church failing to be what God had designed church to be. And in chapter 12, Paul writes to the Corinthians to help them understand something really important about church as a place of belonging. Here, Paul talks about a church being like a body. Yeah, our bodies have many different parts to them. They each do different things. And we see the Corinthians had made an error in that they judged their sense of belonging to church only on their emotional connection, whether or not they felt like they were. Have a look with me from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14. Here's Paul's kind of rebuke to the Corinthians. He says, "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' well, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Well, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' well, that would not make it any less a part of the body." The Corinthian error was that because they didn't feel like they were gifted in the same way, or they didn't feel that they were as important as other people in their church, it made them feel like they didn't belong, which Paul says is as ridiculous as a foot feeling like it's not belonging to your body because it's not a hand. And then down to verse 18, Paul says, "But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose." And he's talking about church. You do not belong to the body of Christ, the church, because of what you offer. or what you can do. You belong to the body because of what Christ has offered for you. That is what makes you belong. You don't belong to this church because you're on a roster, or you're in a Bible study group, or you know a lot of people, or you can bake a really tasty cake. You belong to the body because Jesus died for you. Because Jesus chose you. He gifted you. He arranged you here. He planted you in this church. And it doesn't matter if this is your third week with us or your 30th year with us. You still belong here just as much because of Jesus. Being here a long time makes no difference to whether you belong here, because it's about Jesus. Now, it's also possible to make the mistake the other way around. You can think that, well, I do belong to Jesus, and so why do I really need this church thing? Well, here's how Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians, verse 21. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head can say to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And come with me down halfway through verse 24. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. If you belong to Jesus, if he is your king and your savior, then you also have to belong to his body. You can't really belong to church unless you belong to Jesus. And you can't really belong to Jesus without belonging to the church. You can't really have one without the other. Now, if you're here this morning and you're still trying to figure out who Jesus is, we love that you're here. We really do. And we want this to be a church where you feel safe and comfortable to explore and ask questions like that. And we want you to feel like this is a place where you can belong. But honestly, you will never truly feel like you belong until you first belong to Jesus. It will be very difficult. But we would love to help you with that. We want you to belong here and belong to Jesus. One of the significant reasons why so many people in our culture feel lonely and isolated and like they don't belong is because of this sense of individualism in our Western culture. I'm sure that our African and Asian brothers and sisters could help us to see this more clearly, because you come from cultures where you are nowhere near as individualistic as we are in the West. But as Westerners, we have been led to believe that being an independent individual is more important than connections and dependence on others, on our families, on volunteer associations, and on faith communities. We've been told, as Westerners, that if you have to rely on other people, then you're probably a bit weak. But it's not very hard to see that the more we strive to be our own individual people with our own identities and personalities, that we are at the very same time breaking down the meaningful connections and the relationships in other social groups, because we are so pursuing being ourselves, we forget that we have people we can belong to. To truly belong to others, requires a sense of letting go of that idol of independence, letting go of our personal desires for the sake of others. And only then will we start to find a real sense of belonging. So how can you truly belong? Let me speak generically for a moment about two things that will help you belong almost anywhere. And then I'll speak more specifically about how you can find a place to belong here at church. How can you truly belong? Number one, commit. If you are unsure whether you want to commit to something, you will never feel like you truly belong. I remember as a student minister studying at Bible College, part of the experience of that is that you spend time in different churches getting experience. And I spent 3 separate years at 3 different churches. And there's nothing like starting at a church knowing you'll be there for 12 months to make you feel like you don't belong. Where you feel like it's not really worth investing the time in the people here because I'm about to leave again before I know it. If you sit on the fringes of church without truly diving in and committing to knowing the people around you, you will probably never feel like you really belong. Belonging requires a commitment, an investment of yourself. And you won't truly belong emotionally or practically if you don't put the effort into belonging. One of the first steps to belonging anywhere is simply to commit to that people, that place, that you have the mindset that you want to belong here. That goes a long way to belonging. Secondly, how could you truly belong? Well, you create belonging. One of the best ways to build a sense of belonging is probably quite counterintuitive. You feel more like you belong by helping other people belong. The mistake we often make is to think that other people are responsible for whether I feel I belong. You know, they need to welcome me. They need to make me feel at home. They need to accept me for who I am, and then I can belong. If you want to truly belong anywhere, don't wait for others to invite you in or wait for them to check up on you first. Be proactive and do that for others. And you will discover that you very quickly feel like you belong to others when you help to create that sense of belonging for them. It takes the focus off yourself. Create a place of belonging for other people, and you'll surprisingly find you feel a much greater sense of belonging yourself in any place. Of course, these are especially true in a church context. So how can you emotionally and practically belong here at Blacktown Anglican Church? What do we think belonging looks like here? We have a mission for our church. It's not particularly my idea, we get it from the Bible. Our mission is to grow people who know Jesus, who treasure Jesus, who depend on Jesus, and who represent Jesus. This is our way of expressing what Jesus meant when he said, go and make disciples. This is what we believe a disciple is. Our vision, then, for our church is the expression of what we think could happen if we pursue this mission. And our vision is to see our city, the city of Blacktown, flourish in God's good design through a Jesus-shaped community. We dream of the city of Blacktown being a city full of people who flourish as humans because they find a deep sense of belonging, ultimately because they know they belong to God and to his people. That's our mission. That's our vision of what we'd like to see happen in our church and in our city. Now, this bit might surprise you. To belong to our church here at Blacktown Anglican does not mean coming here on Sunday mornings. I'm really glad you're here. It is important to be here. But this is actually not what we are on about. Gathering together on Sunday mornings is not the end. It's a means to an end. Our dream is not simply to build a bigger building full of people and having a great program that we put on. That's not the goal. Now, I hope we do have those things because they will help us achieve our goal, our vision, our mission. But to belong to Blacktown Anglican, quite simply, is to partner with us in our mission. To be partners to join us in this end. To partner with us to grow people who know Jesus. To grow people who treasure Jesus. To grow people who depend on Jesus and who represent Jesus. That's the real practical edge of belonging here. That's about as objective as we might get. To be in partnership in our mission is to practically belong to our church. But what about the emotional edge? How can you feel like you belong here? Because that's very subjective, isn't it? And it's going to be different for each one of us. But of course, we have a system in place that's designed to help people feel connected, to feel like they belong to others here in our church. In the past, we have called them Bible study groups, or maybe small groups. In a few weeks, we are going to relaunch those groups with a new name. We are going to call them community groups. Now, before you get worried, we're still going to study the Bible in these groups. Okay, we're not getting rid of the Bible. But we want to recognize these groups are more than just Bible studies. They're not less than that, but they are more than that. Now, I cannot know the 300 plus people in our church. It's impossible. No matter how much of a people person you were, 300 people you cannot get to know personally well. Now, even knowing 300 plus names is hard work, let me tell you. You do not belong to this church because you relate to me personally well. I'm not the factor in this. The reason that we're moving to calling our Bible study groups community groups is because we recognize that meeting together with 5 or 10 or so other people regularly, it's a much better way to get to know people and to be known by them. You can't do that even in a room this size with this number of people. We can't all know each other really well. Community groups are designed to be places where you feel that genuine connection with others, that sense of belonging to our church, where you build community around the open word of God. That will be a significant way that we pursue our mission together as a church. They are not social groups merely, although I hope they are social, but they are primary groups that are oriented to helping us as a church pursue our mission together. Now, I know there are some really valid reasons why you might not be able to join a Bible study group, a community group. But the truth is, it will be much harder for you to feel like you belong here if you are not in one. That's not a threat. That's just a reality. I don't have to lead a small group. I never got a job description when I started. But certainly leading a Bible study group, leading a community group, that's not in my job description. But I am in a Bible study group because I know that I cannot truly know 300 plus people from meeting with them on a Sunday, even as the senior minister. Now, I love hearing snapshots of your lives and getting to know you over morning tea. Don't hear me wrong there. But you can't really get to know someone well without regularly sitting down and sharing the ups and downs of life together and doing that around an open Bible. And at times, if I'm honest, I find it just as challenging being in a small group as anybody else. The work is busy. Family life is busy. And honestly, sometimes when Tuesday night comes around, that's when my group meets, sometimes I'd rather just not go because I feel tired. But then I remember it's at my house and Jen says, you can't avoid it. It's in the next room. So I think she's right, I've got to go. You know, it takes hard and consistent work to be in a Bible study group, to meet regularly with others. I'm not saying this is easy. It's hard work to get to know other people personally and spiritually. And it takes real trust to build that sense of being able to be vulnerable and to let others into your life and to get to know you. It takes time to build that true sense of belonging. But it captures an expression of how God designed us to live as human beings. That we are indeed designed for community. We are designed for relationships with one another. If you haven't been in a group before, or not for some time, and you'd like to be, let me encourage you in that. We'd love to do everything possible to help you find a group for 2020. You can let us know on a welcome card, write down that you'd like to join a group, and we'll see how we can best help you find the group that works. Now, my group has a couple of shift workers in it. They can only be there every second or every third week, maybe. And it's still great to have them involved for when they can be there and provide a place for them to start to be known and to belong. And it's far better than if they just never turned up at all. And whatever your circumstances, we want to help you work out how to connect with others, how to belong in our church community. If you are already in a group and you're anticipating starting in the next couple of weeks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about the members who are in that group. How will you encourage each one of them to grow more like Jesus this year? How will you encourage each one of them to be all that God wants them to be? How will you encourage them to pursue Jesus' mission above all else? If you're not in a group, imagine what it would be like to have 5 or 10 other people thinking constantly about how they can encourage you to be more like Jesus. Be a wonderful place to belong. And this is what it should be. To belong to our church is to be committed to our mission and our vision. To belong to our church is to seek to grow people who know Jesus, who treasure Jesus, who depend on Jesus, and who represent Jesus. And when you commit to that, and when you work at creating that sense of belonging for others around you, you will find a true sense of belonging for yourself as well. You will find a true joy in the expression of belonging to God and to His people. Let us pray that we might pursue that together as a church. Father, we thank you so much that before anything else, you sent Jesus into our world to die for us, so that we might belong to you. We thank you that we come to you like children with nothing in our hands to bring, but simply to your cross we cling. Help us to be a church that seeks to be a community of belonging, that we might welcome and reach out and help others belong in this community and help them belong to you. Amen.